I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics, one last time.
No, well, you're not saying that this is the last show.
No, I'm not.
But you had me worried.
Yeah. Entertainment Weekly's Lisa Schwartzbaum had an article in the New York Times.
She's moving up.
And entitled that very thing, One Last Time. And it's about mostly aging movie stars, males, who have a kind of formulaic now last fling.
Right.
Which she sees as some attempt to come to terms with the finality of their lives.
Yeah.
And she contrasts those with females. You have any notion about that?
Well, yeah, of course. What do you think? You're going to propose a topic on which I have nothing to say? I love aging stars in the right roles can lead to really great things. The one thing that just popped into my head, you know, because I was going to hang this on Eastwood's hook. With Unforgiven.
Right.
Because I'm fairly certain that when audiences responded to Eastwood's very clear orchestration of his aging persona in Unforgiven to the tune of multiple Oscars and guys his age started Tommy Lee Jones, Eastwood has continued to do it. Robert Mitchum really kind of played with his age a little bit in ways that I think, you know, one could argue influenced Eastwood. Mitchum played a really old Philip Marlowe in The Big Sleep and Farewell, My Lovely.
Yeah, but you're taking this argument to a very high level.
Okay.
Where she's talking about films like Last Vegas and Grudge Match, The World's End.
Yeah.
All right. And where you're taking the high end in the sense that these are actors getting older who are still doing significant work.
Well, this is why we have this is why we have movies like Last Vegas, though. You know, is because there is some commercial potential in these stars playing their age. That's the nadir of that output.
What she contends, and I really have to think that she may be right, is that there is nothing like this pattern for most males in looking at that super bucket list. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, I'm going to get some hookers, and I'm going to da-da-da. She doesn't think there's any real, for most males, there's any real need to do that. She thinks it's a matter of producers who have seen what you have alluded to, this kind of subgenre that works. If you look at the female side, there really isn't any kind of film like that. Even Thelma Louise really isn't that kind of last hurrah. Legendary.
I'm sure if we poked around IMDb and Google for a few minutes, we could produce a few. I mean, sure.
Men are mostly interested in now.
Right.
What can they do now before they can't do it?
I think maybe we're more worried about death looming over us in a way I'm guessing doesn't loom over most women. I think men are always trying to think about what they haven't done, what they haven't finished, what they haven't accomplished. And so failure is really what we're dealing with. You know what I mean?
That's nicely said. Her thesis that women are interested in the future, not the present or the past. Evidenced in even something like Bridesmaids, which looks just like a takeoff of Hangover. But no, that's really about the future. A bride and a future family.
Yeah.
And if you look at the rituals for...
Well, those are young women, too.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, if you look at family rituals such as bridal shower, you look at things that are relative to growth and family, where men are looking back or at least now exercising all of the abilities they can before they meet Mr. Death.
Yeah.
I think it's really a good distinction.
Well, it's regret.
If you take a film that came out last year, The Best Marigold Hotel, for an older person such as Judi Dench played, there's all kinds of possibilities still in the future. Fewer films that we could identify as the tagline for Las Vegas says, it's going to be legendary.
Right. You know? And just for the listeners who don't know, Las Vegas is the movie that came out recently with Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas, and Robert De Niro.
And Kevin Kline.
And Kevin Kline.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we haven't settled any arguments here.
I don't know. What do you want? What's the argument?
Well, the argument would be, are women better than men because they are not as silly as men?
That's... well, they're certainly not as preoccupied with stupid crap, yeah.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. Check us out on Facebook.